ceremony that families put in honor and individuals like you're witnessing, and it helps them to be complete. So when you go there and they give you a gift and they feed you, you take it and you be thankful, and you know, there you can help them out too. Like I'd bring apples or something when a family's doing a big ceremony. Another part of this is you answer the call. So when someone calls you to go help at a ceremony or a ritual, you say yes. Because I myself at one time, you know, I didn't want to do that. I was insecure. I don't want to make a mistake. And I talked to one of my elders and I said, this family wants me to do this ceremony. He said, I think they should get someone that's older and has got more experience. And he looks at me and he says, Jerry, they want you. They trust you. So you go there and do your best. That's all that's required, is you do your best. You know how. You just got to do it. So answering the call is a ceremony in itself or a ritual. And also, you know, like I've done this many, many times now. One of my elders told me, I asked him, what do you do when somebody's really suffering? And he says, oh, Jerry, you go over to where they are and you tell them, if you need I'm here. If you need a hug, I'll give you a hug. If you need someone to talk to, I'll listen. If none of those, I'm still here. I'll just sit quietly. And that's support. That's good support. So we have wonderful teachings, wonderful rituals and ceremonies. You know, so I then, after I don't know how many years, I started to disclose that I'm a pagan. A happy pagan. Which, the word pagan, people talk like it's a dirty word. I know they used to call us pagan, savage, heathens. Like there was something wrong. But it simply means I'm practicing the ways of my people, or, you know, I'm doing it my people's way. Like sweat lodge, bathing, burning medicine, drinking medicine, chewing medicine, helping people, you know, developing yourself. That's indigenous. And also, you know, being indigenous means that everything is sacred. Trees, plants, animals, birds, fish, insects, crawling things, everything. And that we're all interconnected with everyone. We're all one. You know, that's being indigenous. And, you know, like the ceremonies are events, significant events. It takes families years to do a big potlatch or a big ceremony. You know, and that's an event. So when you go, then you see all, you'll understand all the work that goes into it. Sometimes it's years and years of preparation to do it properly. Oh, and they feed the people, they do their work, then they have a giveaway, you know, and that's to thank all the people for being there witnessing. If there's children got names or puberty rights, you know, it is a big part of our ceremony was the giveaway and the thank yous. Oh, and it bind people together, and then they say, oh, I'm going to do that, what they done. And then, of course, there's sometimes a little competition, I'll do it a little better, even though it's not necessary. And, of course, rituals, again, are activities performed according to customs. Like I have a sweat lodge, you know, and I don't bring alcohol or drugs around, you know. I don't do any of that stuff, you know, like according to custom, what I was taught. Don't charge people when they come to your sweat lodge. You know, they're there for help. You know, so this ceremony ritual road, you know, brought structure to my life. I know it used to bring structure to our society, our communities, our families. It's that these ceremonies is how we start to understand relationships with our family, you know, and the times we're told, oh, that's your brother's or that's your mother's relative or your dad's relative. And we start to see how we're all connected, you know, and also with friends and strangers even. I see strangers go to ceremony and be welcomed, be fed, be treated just like everyone else. You know, it's such a beautiful way. I now understand the purpose, and more importantly, how I'm to conduct myself when I go to someone's ceremony. When I go, I'll just be quiet. If they ask me to participate, to share something, I will. But I go there because it's their way, and I honor and respect that. I'm not there to correct anybody or tell anybody this is the way I do it. I go there and I just do what they're doing. That's being respectful. You know, and this ceremony and ritual really got me to, taught me how to look at myself, not to take myself so seriously, you know, to live a good life, to take care of myself. You know, when I go through ceremony and ritual, I come away often with a changed state of mind. I'm relaxed, you know, I just burn a smudge of sweet grass or sage, and I just smell it, and I can feel myself changing. I do a song, especially if I sing with other people, I can feel it too. You know, so, you know, because of ceremony and ritual, I know my mind, my body, and my spirit have been strengthened. I'm stronger today because of it. You know, I became hooked up with the people. During ceremony, I become one with the people. You know, when we're singing in ceremony, we're all one because we're breathing together and making the noises together, the music. You know, and being at ceremony, too, feels like you're in university or college or something, because it's there that the elders and knowledge keepers will, you know, give teachings about our way of life, our way of doing things. You know, when I lived without ceremony and ritual, I was living halfway life, disconnected, you know, prone to suffering, depression, fear, anger. Didn't know what to do with it, to just sit inside of me and get bigger. That feeling of being stuck is not a good feeling, not moving. Oh, it was a... That is a sad life. Not feeling one with a group of people. Not feeling joy and happiness, you know, and pride. I've gone to ceremony and I watch the people doing their rituals during the ceremony, and I'd get tears in my eyes. I'd hear the music and see the sincerity and what they're getting out of it. Oh, just so much beauty. And to see that all that hard work that goes into it, so I knew that they work together. When you call the people, you want to make sure they're fed and they're taken care of. Oh, I've been to ceremony and we know our lives have changed. I was at this one ceremony and we're all sitting there and it's a day-long ceremony. And all of a sudden I see this young nephew and niece come out. Three of them. One's carrying a sign and two are carrying boxes. The sign says, any diabetics, wave your hand. I see people wave their hand and they go up with a bag of food for them. You know, that was so beautiful. You know, taking care of the people. You know, that's the beauty of ceremony. It's a glue that holds our people together before. We need that glue again. You know, so our people can become one, move as one, to help our children, to help our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our friends and relatives, so that we don't have to suffer unnecessary suffering. Suffering is part of life, but unnecessary suffering, you know, teach our children to take care of their body, take care of their mind and their spirit. Teach each other. It doesn't even have to be just children. All of us. Prevention is the best medicine. Ceremony and ritual taught me not to put myself in harm's way, to take responsibility for my life, to be accountable for what I say and what I do. If they ask me to go, I'm going to show up. And if I can't, I'm going to send a message and I'm going to send gifts to them, apologizing because I can't make it. That's a proper thing to do. Because sometimes things come up and you just simply cannot make it. So, you know, so it was, it's been a wonderful road since I turned myself over to being a pagan. The first time I publicly disclosed that I'm a pagan, I was at this workshop in this community. It's all men. And, so we're at the circle and introducing ourselves, you know, and, why we're there and what we want to learn and stuff like that. And I'm one of the facilitators, so I said, I told them my name and where I'm from, and I said, I'm a pagan. And there was a minister there, a white man. He jumps up and says, no, you're not. No, you're not a pagan. You know? And I said, please. I said, I am, which means I follow the ways of my people. The guidelines they set up for sweat lodge, for harvesting food, for how I treat myself, how I treat others. I'm a pagan. I'm a happy pagan. You know? So I started to stand up for myself and what my beliefs are. I would ask that you do the same for your beliefs. And just because I'm telling you this doesn't mean I'm asking you to believe the way I believe. This is what I sorted out in my mind. This has been my experience. My beliefs are on spirit, for instance. You know, I meditated, I don't know how long, about spirit. You know, how is it be, how, because I did understand that there's a spirit in my body. And it leaves my body's going to fall apart. I got that part. And I started thinking, where does it come from? And, I hear people say we come from the stars, we come from the universe, and we come down to be a human being. Well, how does that happen? And I say, I owe my life to my mom and dad. That sperm and egg got together, bang. It's my spirit. 1 + 1 = 2. I'm actually 2. Part of my mom, part of my dad. And that spirit is saying the breath of life. Now, because of that, I have life now. My cells divide and I grow and develop all my fingers and toes, my eyes, my ears, my brain, everything I have, held together by my spirit. So my spirit came through my parents. My spirit holds my body together. And when my spirit is strong, I have an incredible will to live and to participate in life. It doesn't matter what's going on, how cold it gets, how hot it is, how uncomfortable it is because it's raining or snowing or windy. I still want to be here and I want to participate in life, accept the challenges, and go with the flow. Try not to over-control life. My spirit is strong. That's the way I am. And also when my spirit is strong, I want to be successful at everything I do. Oh, I'm working at that, you know. Even though my spirit feels strong, there's still a lot of things I want to do properly, I want to do differently, but I'm working on it. I wanted to be successful at being a worker, and I have achieved that. You know, there's other areas I get questionable about my community. I'm away from my community now for, 30 years or something. Go back once in a while. You know, this success means that you start something, you finish it, and you do the best you can. I'm learning that bit by bit, and that's my excuse sometimes. Oh, it's alcohol and drugs I done. They slowed me down. They altered me somehow. My dad's not, you know, it might be true in some ways, but I'm still capable. I'm a capable, lovable human being. And when my spirit is good, I'm kind, not only to myself, but to others. Don't be critical. Don't bring people down. Don't chastise them for making a mistake. Help them to learn. Be generous in spirit. Give people your time when you have it. Sometimes I agree to do too much and then I'll water down my effectiveness. So I'm still learning communication, being authentic, being sincere. Because if you're sincere in life, you know, it's going to go good. You're authentic, really, it's you. This is me. You can be authentic. So we're made up of a mind, a body, and a spirit. Your body, you know, is, you know, we nourish it with moose meat and fish, and that as soon as we eat it, our body transforms it into us. You know, our muscles, our cells. We can't live without nourishment, without water and food. And our body transforms it into us, which is a far out thought, you know. Then, of course, there's hugs and acknowledgement helps our body, too. And our body's got lots of tools, lots of gifts, the gifts of voice, of hearing, of talking, of feeling, smell, and also of feeling. When you got that feeling, whatever it is, you let it out. If it's crying, you weep. Sometimes you have to go weep by yourself because other people are doing something else. Weeping is not so cool then. Elders would say, go beside the big tree and weep there or down by the river. Let your worries get into the water and the water will take it away and put it where it won't hurt anybody. And our mind, you know, that's where our problems are. There's lots of memories of mistakes usually. And that's what we eliminate through ceremony and ritual. So that's why ceremony and ritual needs to be consistent. So we're constantly freeing ourselves. In our mind, the nourishment for our mind is being stimulated with wonderful teachings and wonderful words or readings or just seeing people work together can teach you how to be like them. You know, so all the rituals and ceremonies for just the benefits to me are tremendous. For me, participating in ceremony and doing ritual has been beneficial for me. Definitely. I don't know where I'd be without it. I might be a miserable old guy, you know. Then finally, you know, I haven't talked to too many people about this, maybe one or two. The Great Spirit. You know, you hear about God, you hear about Creator. So I say the Great Spirit. My first vision of a God was a man up in the clouds with a beard, a white guy. You know. So I started to let that go, and I'm not sure if that's what they really meant, but my young mind, you know, translated it that way. I don't want to feel like I'm Christian bashing or anything. I was asked by this young Christian, I was having ice cream at the ice cream place outside in the summertime. And he comes up to me and he says, I found Jesus. I said, oh, good for you. He says, yeah, I found the Lord. Good. So I'm sitting there eating ice cream and he says, can I pray over you? Can I help you? I said, oh, no, I'm all right. He says, no. He says, I'd like to help you. I'd like to pray over you. I says, no, I'm okay. And he looks at me and says, you believe in Jesus? I said, yes. I also believe in Buddha and Muhammad and the other spiritual leaders. You know, but I'm okay. I don't need being prayed over. I'm okay. I'm all right. And he looks at me and says, okay, sir, enjoy your ice cream. And he leaves. You know, so I'm not here to indoctrinate you. You know, but I don't know how many years ago now, 20 years ago or more, or my elder said how we refer to, he didn't say God, but he says, what holds everything together? And that made sense to me because there's a spirit holding my body together, and there's a great spirit holding Mother Earth together. I just come to this awareness a month ago in my sweat lodge. During a pandemic, I'm not moving, so I sweat lodge usually once a week, but sometimes 4 days in a row. Anyway, I was in there, and I was saying, doing my sending energy and asking for help and wanting to connect to the Great Spirit. And I'm sitting in there in this darkness, of course, and I can see the sparkles of the medicine on the rocks, the grandparents, I call them. And I'm sitting there, and it dawned on me, the Creator, this is powerful spirit holding the earth together. The earth is its body, the spirit. This liquor is the spirit holding my body together. If that spirit ever leaves the earth will fall apart. Just like my body could be hurt, the earth's body could be hurt, but it doesn't give up. Just like me, I haven't given up. So I was sitting there and I said, oh. Because I remember I was looking at the stars. I start my fire at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I'm looking up at the stars from Brandon, Manitoba. And I'm thinking, that's infinity. There's no end to that. Sort of gets me dizzy thinking like that. Then after I'm in the lodge and I start thinking about what holds everything together, I say, that's a great spirit for here. There's many other great spirits out in the universe, but I don't even have to worry or go there. Just know that there's one here for me. And it's Mother Earth. To honor Mother Earth. To honor Mother Earth. Yes, so now, to honor the spirit, the Mother Earth spirit is where I am now. You know, there are more than likely and beyond a doubt a multitude of great spirits out in the universe. But you know, that's for them out there. I just have to be with the one I have here. And that's what I honor today. And that's what I give thanksgiving to for my life, that everything that I have comes from the earth. The earth is my keeper. And that spirit inside of that earth, or that's holding that earth together, the planet together, that's my path today. Just to give thanksgiving, to be grateful, to have an attitude of gratitude, not to ask for anything, just be thankful for everything I've received and I'm going to receive in the future. That's the way for me. So whatever way you can find peace, I encourage you to give a lot of thought to this and have discussions of it or meditation about how you're going to approach this world of spirit and great spirit, or God. Because it's brought me peace, thinking this way, believing this way. Purpose, peace, you know, that sense of awe and wonder. Oh, I'm so happy that I've come to this path this way. Because I can feel the beauty. It's like I can see the teachings in here. I can see the beauty. I can hear the beauty. I can feel the beauty. I can sense the beauty. I can touch it. That's a good way. So, in a way, as soon as I was born, the ceremony begun. Life is a ceremony for me today. Oh, to have that discipline to give thanks every time I have water, like I've seen elders in the past do. I still have a long way to go with that, but at least I'm in the right direction. To be thankful for friends and relatives. To be thankful for food, for oxygen, for trees, for other life forms. You know, that because of my conclusions, I live that today. So I hope that I haven't offended anyone, or this, you know, gives you something to think about. Because these rituals and ceremonies are meant to help us. You know, the birthing ceremony, the naming, the puberty rites, weddings, you know, passing on a responsibility. They have a ceremony and say, this one now is going to be the one that takes care of this in our ceremony. You know, passing on a chain of teachings of a way to live passed on through thousands of years might not be exactly the same. Of course, it isn't. You know, 500 years ago, they weren't driving in vehicles and talking on cell phones. And they were doing ceremony like we do ceremony today. It's just in some ways it's become easier, in some ways more difficult. So let the ceremony begin for yourself. You know, I know that ceremony is something. It's an action that we do. And we've been doing it now that I do it my way. I do it time and time again. And sometimes it'll change a little. Sometimes I leave something out and I add something. But it's my ceremony. So you let the ceremony begin so you can see the teachings, hear the teachings, feel the teachings, touch, honor those teachings that come through the air that show us a way to behave, show us a way to be grateful, show us a way to heal. So I'd just like to thank you for listening to this episode of Indigenous Is. Indigenous Is ceremony and ritual consistently. And we need that more for times around pandemic and everything that happens. You know, there's forest fires, there's wars, there's everything that can happen to human beings has happened throughout time. It's happening now. And we need to keep our spirit strong, our body strong, our mind strong for the children and for the ones that we're not even going to see. So thank you for listening and have a wonderful, safe year. Bye-bye.